Okay, we're recording.
And we're live.
Welcome, everybody.
Well, no, yeah, we're not live. We're recording.
We're live to us right now.
We're live at this moment.
But in the future,
it's not live. No, it's not.
But you could pretend it's live.
Yeah, might as well. Mm-hmm. But welcome.
It's the Sis
Bro
Show.
A comedy
duo. Yeah,
we're never gonna get that right. It's never gonna feel natural.
No, it's not. I have to like make myself say it in the beginning.
Yeah,
I just want
to
like jump.
I have to wait on you. You have to set it up. It starts with Sis. So
yeah. Well, I know. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, it's not the Sis Bro. It's just Sis Bro.
Yeah, it's just Sis Bro.
I should have put the D in there, so you had to go first.
No. That'd be too obvious. That's what everyone's doing. Everyone has the in front of their show name.
I know. Stupid.
Yeah. We're pioneers of podcasts. Breaking all the rules.
Breaking all rules.
All rules.
Without the. Okay. So, lots of stuff have been happening. First of all, I want to apologize to our listeners because it seems like our last episode did not upload.
What?
Yeah. So I've contacted Anchor to get them to figure out what happened because it didn't upload to any podcast platforms or the Anchor platform. And I definitely uploaded it and put in the description and then saw that it was there.
And then it wasn't there.
And then it wasn't there. So this whole time I was thinking that it was there.
Holy
and then
shit.
I had a listener contact me and ask where we were. Where have we been?
Wait, someone contacted you?
Yeah.
A listener.
That listens. That's been listening since the beginning.
No.
Yeah.
Is it someone we know or is it like an actual listener?
It's not someone I know. It's all right. So it's my husband's coworker.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, still.
Right. Yeah. I don't know him personally.
No direct relation.
Exactly. I would say that we're getting pretty popular.
Mm-hmm. Pretty popular among the spouse's friends.
I'll take it.
Yep. I mean, it's somebody.
Okay. Lots of stuff has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of things have been happening.
Yep. So, been pretty busy on my end, too. Lots of projects.
Well, by the time this one airs, the other podcast episode will have uploaded, so we're not going to skip around. So it's not going to be like, they're going to hear this and be like, oh my gosh, that happened? I didn't know. Well, you would have if you listened to the podcast.
What?
Yeah. Well, do you want to do the updates on your end first?
Sure. I mean, it's been, a couple weeks now since our last recording?
Yep.
Like I said, I've been trying to stay pretty busy. I still have periodically, I have people, checking in on me saying, hey man, how you doing? And, I kind of tell them the truth. It's like, hey, I have my bad days and then there's my worst days. But, I'm still,
that's what you told me.
But, I'm still hanging in there, still pushing forward, still sticking to dieting, working out, working on my book. I've been kind of lacking on streaming. Streaming's kind of one of those things where it's like, I don't really want to. I streamed today, though.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I did a stream today, but I've been really lacking. I usually try to get at least 3 streams in a week on Twitch under the name Phantom Fox 4. If you want to look me up, I also have a YouTube channel under Phantom Fox 4. But,
all one word.
Yeah.
The number 4.
Yeah, Phantom Fox 4. The number 4, not the word. All one word. but I did a stream today. I did like 3 hours of Beat Saber. Have you seen this game?
I have not.
It is a virtual reality game, and you have 2 lightsabers, and these blocks come at you, and you have to, like, swipe at them. It's like Dance Dance Revolution for your arms.
Oh, wow. So, like Fruit Ninja?
Yeah, like Fruit Ninja.
Oh, there we go.
There's these red blocks that come at you, and you got to, like, step from side to side and, like, lean, and, like, one comes up, and you got to, like, crouch down. I mean, like, you got to crouch down to get under this thing.
Oh, wow.
And so, I did that for, like, 3 hours, and by the time I was done, like, I was just drenched in sweat.
Where you?
I had to take a shower like immediately after. Mm. So it's a pretty good cardio, but I did that today. I streamed. I got some cardio in simultaneously.
Nice, nice.
I've been still working on the voice acting thing. I had a voice acting gig this past week.
Oh, cool.
Uh huh. Once again, I'm on Fiverr under my name, Brooks Ferguson, It's actually Brooks underscore Ferguson. They don't let you put spaces for some reason. Yeah. But I did a gig previously, and they were very satisfied with my work, left me a $5 tip, and then I had another gig come in today, actually, for my first voice acting gig.
Ooh. Can you share any details?
Probably don't want to at this time. I don't even know if they're going to use me or not. I gave them a pretty good deal because I am trying to break into just not voiceovers, but voice acting. So I'm actually going to have our sister Jessie. She's going to help me record them tonight and kind of give me some direction, do a couple of different compilations of them. We'll try to over deliver like I usually do on my voiceovers.
Cool.
So I can, you know, get a tip or a good review.
Right.
Yeah, so staying busy. I've been working on my book. I've actually finished my first draft, and I've been going through and editing and working on my second draft.
How long is it?
Right now, it's about 27,000, almost 27,500 words.
Oh.
But by the time I get editing, I'm still shooting for anywhere in the range of maybe 40 to 50,000.
Gotcha.
But my main thing was to get some of the major things that I really wanted in there, like down as quickly as possible. So there's like a lot of stuff that's just kind of thrown in there. Because apparently that's a thing. Like I've been doing a lot of research and trying to improve my writing and, you know, hone in my craft. And there's people called overwriters who write too much. And when they go back in their second draft, they have to remove stuff because they wrote too much. And then there's underwriters, people who just quickly get stuff down so they can, you know, have it on there. And then they go back and they have to really kind of fill in, you know, the missing pieces. I'm an underwriter. I quickly get stuff on paper. And then now, and that's, I mean, I'm seeing this when I am now, but I'm going back and I'm like, oh, wow, I'm missing all this. I'm missing describing that. I need to be a little more detailed about this.
Right.
So.
Well, it's important to get the ideas down on paper at least. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've been staying trying to stay occupied on working on projects. Working on myself. I actually tried fasting over the weekend.
Oh, go on.
Uh-huh. I've been doing the one meal a day.
Mm-hmm. That's my main go-to.
Yeah. Well, the past couple of weeks, I started skipping breakfast and doing the 16-8,
mm-hmm.
which is supposed to be like the more common one. Cause I was like, all my meal plans, I was like, if I just skip breakfast, then I'm pretty much fasting. So right. I was like, well, let me try that. So I've been doing that and I've been still doing small portions for all my meals. And yesterday I was like, you know what? I'm going to just do one meal a day for the weekend. And yesterday I did a protein shake after a full body workout for dinner. I've been having trouble sleeping. So I've been drinking milk, a small mug of warm milk and honey.
Oh,
yeah, that's supposed to help you. I don't know. I still can't sleep for the shit. So,
have you tried watching them ASMR videos? Because those things knock me out.
Oh, I'm grasping at like anything and everything really.
Mm-hmm.
Because I sleep like shit. My mind, my thoughts, and everything. I don't know. I mean, you may be the same kind of person, and some of our listeners might be the same kind of person where it's like you really can't control your thoughts.
Yeah.
You try and do something and then your mind just starts going kind of, you know, everywhere and, you know.
One thought leads to something else and then another.
Yeah.
That.
But it's like, you know, with everything going on, you know, I'm trying to, you know, not think about things and I can only think about those things. And then I go to sleep and I have vivid dreams and I wake up in the middle of the night multiple times and I wake up like super early, can't go back to sleep. And I'm like, well, fuck it. Let me just go ahead, get up and work out.
Right.
Yeah.
I was listening to this guy who talks about meditation and all this other stuff. And he was like, doing this exercise where he says, don't think about a polar bear. And the first thing you think of is a polar bear. So he explains how it's hard to avoid those thoughts that you want to avoid. It's like those thoughts are the ones that constantly come up mm-hmm. in your brain because you are trying to avoid them.
Yep.
And so he teaches you how to meditate to control it to where you actually notice the thought, you know, mm-hmm. see that it's there and then let it go.
Being aware of it. I've actually attempted some meditation as well. Like I said, I am grasping at straws. Right. I'm trying anything and everything.
Well, meditation's good for you in more ways than that, too, you know?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, also getting my head right and stuff. I mean,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's still being, you know, still a struggle, but I'm still hanging in there and working on stuff. I have these other things to keep me, you know, occupied, keep me busy, get me up and moving.
Right.
Yeah. So just, I've been staying pretty busy, and I'm pretty excited with the whole, fiber thing. Because I'm starting to see a little more kind of a uptick from this year in general. I mean, this year in general, I've had, you know, all my like gigs and stuff coming in, jobs coming in. And so I'm hoping that, to see that escalate over time also. But yeah, so that's pretty much the update with me right now. And I guess also to our listeners, if you have any advice or tactics or things that you use to get through, you know, hard times and help find peace in your own mind, be sure to let me know.
Right.
Yeah.
Because my advice can only go so far.
Yeah. I mean, I watch all these like YouTube videos and stuff, and I try and watch this other stuff. And it's like you listen to motivational stuff, you listen to, you know, how to better your life, how to do this, how to do that. But a lot of times it just kind of rolls off your back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, you hear it, you want to believe it, you want to make it happen, you want to do this, you want to do that. And it still doesn't really like grasp you, I guess.
Right. Like, you know, you should do it, but you still don't do it.
Yeah. You still, it can't help the way you feel right now, you know?
Right.
Like, it's not like a switch where you can just be like, oh, I'm better. I just heard that that motivational speaker, and it struck a nerve with me, and now I'm much better.
Right.
You know,
I listen to Mel Robbins a lot. I don't know if you've listened to her.
Mel Robbins.
Yes, but she talks about how if you wait.
To Tony Robbins?
No, she's not. But she's a motivational speaker, which is cool. But
okay.
Yeah, she talks about how if you wait until you feel like doing something, you're never going to do it because you're never going to feel like doing it.
Yeah.
She has a TED talk where she talks about how crazy it is that you're even alive. It's like a 1 in 400 trillion chance that you even exist because of all the things that had to happen before you were born. Like your ancestors had to meet, and then, you know, they had to procreate at a certain time before it got to the point to where you were born.
Huh.
And the scientists calculated, and it's like 1 in 400 trillion chance that you were born. And like, she talks about how, do you want to take that chance? Cooper, I don't know if you just heard that, but Cooper just came up here and burped.
Oh no. I think I heard something. I thought it was a cough.
Oh yeah. All right. Thanks, Cooper. Go get me your Switch. Anyways. Yes, I'm doing a podcast. Go. Sorry. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Anyways, yes. She talks about not wasting the 1 in 400 trillion chance that you're here by just not doing the things that you want to do. And her big thing that she got famous for doing was the 5-second rule. It's where she gives herself 5 seconds and then she does it, what she needs to do. So when her alarm goes off in the morning, she gives herself 5 seconds and then she gets up. She doesn't think about it. That's her whole thing, is don't think about it. Don't overthink things. You know what you need to do. Give yourself 5 seconds and then do it. Which, it works, but you really got to give yourself that 5 seconds and then do it, not give yourself 5 seconds and then think about it some more.
Yeah, maybe just 5 more seconds.
Yeah. But she's a really good one to listen to if you want to listen to some motivational speakers. I think the main point is, don't just get motivated, actually do the thing that you are motivated to do.
Last thing, like I'm you know, with the current situation I'm in, I'm not very motivated, but I'm still doing it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, is sometimes you're just not going to feel like doing it, but you still need to do it.
Yeah. And then, I mean, there's still that feeling of, like, you know, rewardness, like after you're, you know, doing it, like, oh, I did a pretty good job today. I made a lot of progress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but still, like, after that, like, I can't stay busy 24/7.
Well, you shouldn't.
Yeah. And, but when I try and, like, you know, stop and relax and maybe watch a movie or something like that, you know, it's difficult to just let my mind be quiet. My mind will not be quiet, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I think that's where the meditation will help you eventually mm-hmm. to where you can quiet your mind, not just when you're trying to sleep, but during other things when you just, your thoughts are racing.
Yeah.
And then the ASMR videos help me. There's certain ones that say you'll fall asleep in 20 minutes or something like that. And it, oh God, they knock me out so quick because
I might try that then.
You watch them, and then it's also the sounds and everything. I like the role play ones. Those are my favorite ones. It's where they pretend like they're a doctor and they're giving you an exam, or they pretend like they're a, like you're getting a spa treatment. They're giving you like a facial treatment. Hey, it works.
I mean, I'm sorry, that's just not what I thought of. I thought of like, you know, maybe like a Viking coming in, like, we're going to plunder you.
Oh, well, see, they have some like that where it's like, you know, they kidnap you. But it's a soft, comforting kidnapping.
Oh, a soft, comforting kidnapping. Don't move or I'll kill you.
Yeah.
People break your neck. Just get in the van.
Oh, so he's giving me ASMR right now. So people like that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Maybe I can start. Maybe that can be another project. I can start moving to ASMR.
I'm telling you, JCAX needs to do it.
Yeah. He whispers. He whispers a lot.
Yes, he does. I don't know why, but he does.
it's the time difference. He's with his girl. So whenever I play with him, when I'm playing on a date, it's like in the middle of the night for him.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah, so he has to go. We call it going whisper mode.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who don't know, Cax is a friend of mine over in Finland who I play video games a lot with and stream on Twitch a lot with.
Mm-hmm. How did you meet Cax again? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yep,
watching me stream.
Watch you stream, and then he found my stream via you, and he was actually starting streaming at the same time too.
Yep.
That was, golly, when was that?
Oh God.
2013, like 7-8 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, it was 2014.
2014 is about 6 years ago.
Yeah. Well. And him and I had our like duo, Jay Coon.
Yeah. I forgot about that. That was even incorporated in like a Minecraft world we had.
It was, yeah. I miss playing with him.
Yeah, you start playing in general. Also, the thing I wanted to talk to you about is if you would be interesting in game sharing with me.
Again. Ooh, game sharing, eh?
Yeah, because I used to, you know, game share with somebody. But I'm no longer with that somebody. So if you're looking to find someone to game share with, I have a ton of games.
Yeah, I mean, if we game share, can you use the games that I get from subscription? The subscription. What is that called?
The Game Pass?
Yeah, the Game Pass.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I got tons of games from the Game Pass.
My word. I have like a bunch of games I got over from Xbox Live and then just bought in general. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind actually getting you into, I was telling someone on stream the other day, getting you to play Ark.
Oh, you had told me about that before.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the few games I actually own on both Xbox and PC.
Oh, can you, is it like a multiplayer? Like,
it is. It's not only multiplayer, but it's similar to that game we used to play, Apoc Z.
Oh my God, I love Apoc Z.
I don't know if you like it on this one, because a lot of people have like pretty good developments. There's certain servers we can get into where they can't develop past a certain point. They're called primitive, but they drop you on an island and there's other people in tribes and stuff. And you have to run around and, you know, build you like little huts and houses, tame dinosaurs. It's pretty intense.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm definitely going to play that one. But I'd want to play when you were playing so that you could show me some stuff.
Yeah, obviously. I'll probably make a stream out of it.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, because, you know, I looked at, what is it, DayZ? So I watched the trailer for it on Xbox, and I was kind of close to buying it because it was really cool, but then I read the reviews on it. And apparently for Xbox, it's super buggy right now, and they keep coming out with these patches that aren't fixing anything.
Gotcha.
And people will build up everything, and then they'll be on a ladder and glitch and then die, like fall off the ladder and die, and all of their stuff is gone that they've been building forever.
So you're going to hold off for the time being until they fix some of the major bugs?
Yes, because, I mean, I'm not going to risk that.
Yeah.
Falling off a ladder and dying.
Yeah. That's just frustrating.
Right. But it does look, I mean, just from the trailer, like a game we would really like to play. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to put money into it just to wait.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But also, over the past 2 weeks, what's been going on with you? What about your updates? Where have you been? What have you been up to?
So, I went to Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Louisiana, or as Vera calls it, Louisiana. My mama went to Louisiana.
Was it Nard Dog from The Office? You got to speak like molasses dripping from your lips.
Yeah. Oh, I love The Office.
Oh, that was a good show.
So it was crazy being on Bourbon Street on Mardi Gras. There was tons of people. There was a snake in my face.
Snake in your face?
Yes.
How'd that happen?
Oh, so we were walking down Bourbon Street, and Joey and I got disconnected from our group. Uh-huh. So it was 5 of us. So 3 of them went ahead, and we were like, what are we going to do? And so it was just like a standstill. People just like packed in together, just standing still because we didn't know what to do. So I saw some movement. We went to that little area that had the movement, and we were slowly making our way up, and there was a guy passing us, and when I look up, he's got a snake around his freaking neck, and the snake just, like, sticks its tongue out and, like, almost licks me on the nose.
God.
Yes. I'm like, oh, my God, it's a snake, and Joey wasn't looking, and then Joey looked, and he was like, oh, God, the snake went into his face, too.
Oh, God.
It was crazy. People were crazy out there. They were dressed up crazy.
You didn't say a snake. Stop it.
I thought about it. And then hell yeah, I passed out. But yeah, people were dressed up. We saw this one guy dressed up like Homer, like head to toe in this Homer costume.
Huh.
He was riding a bike. I mean, people were just, there was beads everywhere. I thought that we were going to trip and fall several times. It was like walking on roller skates down Bourbon Street. Wow. Because of all the beads. Yeah. But we had tons of fun. We went to a karaoke bar one night, and I sang, I don't know how many songs, because it was happy hour. So the drinks were huge, and it was 3-for-1 beers. Yeah.
3-for-1?
3-for-1.
So you had to give them one beer and they gave you 3?
You bought one and they give you 3.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah. I was buying mixed drinks, and the mixed drinks cups were like 4 times as big as they usually were.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It was nice. I was singing all kinds of songs. They didn't have my go-to karaoke song, Turn the Page by Bob Seger. But they had lots of other ones. So I sang Devil Went Down to Georgia. I sang Forgot About Dre by Dr. Dre and Eminem.
Oh, nice.
You know.
The classics.
The classics, exactly.
Yeah.
And then I found out that I love to play poker, which I already knew I love to play poker, but I didn't know I love to play it in a casino.
Yeah, given our past and our discussions about Full House Poker that we play on Xbox 360.
Exactly.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. So in person, it's even better.
What?
Yes, I loved it. So when I first got to the casino, I decided I was going to, you know, play some poker, because we were playing video poker, and when you're at the casino, if you're playing anything, no matter what, video poker, slots, you get to drink for free.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great.
I mean, that sounds good.
So I played some video poker, and then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go see how the poker tables work. So they had different ones. They had Hold'em, they had Omaha, and then he was telling me that their most popular one is the 1-3, so the blinds are $1 and $3. And it's $100. You have to have at least $100 to sit at the table. So I was like, okay, put me down for that. So they put me on the waiting list, and it took about 20 minutes, and they finally called my name, took my chips over there, and sat down. And of course, females are the minority at the poker tables.
Were you wearing sunglasses?
I brought some, but I didn't wear them.
What about fedora?
I will tell you, most of the guys that were sitting at the poker table were wearing hoodies with their hood on.
What? That's kind of creepy.
Some with hoodies and sunglasses. Apparently, that's the thing to do to play poker. You wear a hoodie.
Hoodies and sunglasses?
Yeah. And then
I sat down dressed like a ninja?
I think you would fit in.
I mean,
yeah. nobody would see a problem with it.
I mean, I would like to, maybe I could like get like out of the box, like just sit down looking like a cartoon cowboy, like Woody. I'm like, howdy, y'all.
There's a snake in my boot.
Heard y'all playing some poker over here. Like, be overly friendly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there were some characters. There were these two guys that sat down at the table probably like an hour after I had sat there. Mm. The guy beside me was cracking up at me because every time I would win, I would say, I'm the greatest poker player alive. Which I had done in Full House Poker a lot. Mm-hmm. But
so you just, well, you kind of just fell back into the norm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But, call anybody a Bluffalo?
I did.
No, you didn't. Really?
I totally did. I swear. Oh my God. And the guy was like, would she call me? And the guy beside him was like, I think she called you a Bluffalo.
It's going to catch on. I'll tell you, it's going to catch on.
I think so. He just like cut his eyes at me and I was like, what, Bluffalo?
Don't you cut your eyes at me, you Bluffalo.
Yeah. And he was. He was definitely bluffing too. I called him.
Nice.
I was picking up on people's cues and everything. This one guy just bluffed all the time. And like, I would just call him and I would win with like a pair of twos.
Nice.
But there was two guys that sat down. One was a dentist and one was something else. He told me what he did, like worked in recycling or something. Mm. And the dentist was so mean to his friend. Like, he was just like, I mean, you know, being
like ragging
friend.
On him.
Yeah, ragging on him. Because the dude kept losing and he had to keep buying in. And, yeah, he sat down. I was like, why are you friends with that guy? He's really mean to you. And he's like, that's a good question. Why am I friends with you? And then he started talking and he was like, we're going to go play golf. You want to come? I was like, no, I don't like playing golf. He was like, You can drive the golf cart. And this his friend was like, dude, you're being super awkward. You're making her feel uncomfortable. And I just laughed, you know, and he's like, I made her laugh. And then he looked at me, he was like, I'm making this awkward, aren't I? And I was like, yeah, dude, you are.
Yeah, don't describe what I'm doing as I'm doing it.
Exactly. But I played the whole innocent, like, oh, you know, this is my first time playing poker. And I kicked ass.
Huh. Maybe I can go for that angle when I first go play poker in person.
I got some wigs you can wear.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Pick up the cards. What are these?
I only get two.
I heard there's supposed to be some potato chips. Where are the chips? They said there'd be chips.
I need some dip on my chips.
I need some dip on my chips.
But yeah, I mean, I wasn't that dumb, but I was acting kind of like,
a little naive.
Yeah.
Very good. Very sneaky.
It was. And, you know, the guys would be like, oh, well, I'll just fold since you hadn't played that much, you know.
What?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, just give me this whole pile of chips then if you're going to fold.
I guess that's a good thing about growing up with three sisters is that you view females differently. Right? So it's like, oh, you haven't played that much? I'm going to take all your money, bitch.
I know. That's how I would be.
Yeah.
Oh, and then right before I left, so I'm telling you, I got hooked on this. I woke up at like 4 o'clock in the morning the day we were leaving, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go to the casino because it's open 24 hours. And so I'm like, we ain't leaving until like 8:30, or we're getting the Uber at 8:30. I got time to go play some more poker. So I go, and they've got two tables going. I'm like, perfect. So I sit down, start playing, and then it's getting close for time for me to leave. I should have left like two hands ago, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, one more hand. So I get the hand, and it's against me and another girl, another woman. Her son was actually playing with her. And you have to be 21 to get in. I think he said he was born in like 95, which made me feel old, but so, you know, the river comes and I hit my straight. So I go all in, and she's sitting there thinking about it. And if you're not in the hand, you can talk to the person, but you can't like start giving them tips and everything.
Yeah,
you know what
like
I mean?
Playing through them.
Yeah.
Use them as your conduit.
Right. And she's like, I don't know what to do. And the guy was like, if you think you can beat her, just call her. If you don't think you can beat her, don't call her. You know, just kind of. So she calls me and she had two pair and I beat her with the straight. And so I doubled up right before I left.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And then as I was leaving, I just like tapped her and was like, good luck. She's like, thanks. I need it because of you. Her chip stack was super low. She had like $25 left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, I Kevin and I are going to Cherokee this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I'm going to get him into it. And I've decided that I want to try my hand at playing poker professionally.
Oh, snap. Look out, poker world.
Exactly. I'm a coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming for your
and
chips.
So is Woody.
Now you got to dress up like Woody if you ever play poker. Well, you got to dress up like Ninja Woody.
Ninja Woody. That's Sheriff Ninja Woody to you. Oh, man.
Oh, there we go. So, yeah.
That sounds very exciting. I don't think it could get any more exciting than that.
Oh.
Or did it?
It did. Well, but not in a good way.
Bum, bum, bum.
So, have you heard that there has been a case of coronavirus in North Carolina?
Coronavirus? What's yes. that?
Well, unlike the Mexican beer... It's not good.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Where did it start? Where did the coronavirus start?
I think it originated in China, didn't it?
Wuhan, China?
Wuhan, China?
Yeah, Wuhan, China.
Wuhan, China. That sounds about right.
So, apparently there was an outbreak in a nursing home in Seattle. And this particular person had visited that nursing home and came back from it and flew to the Raleigh airport.
Damn.
Yeah, and they didn't show symptoms for 10 days after they visited.
That's why I hear this bad thing about this virus is that you can carry it and you can transmit it, but you don't show immediate symptoms of it.
Right. And I was reading, not everybody that gets it shows symptoms. So there are some people that show no symptoms at all and don't even know that they have it, and they're just spreading it everywhere.
Golly.
Right. So
I'm not going anywhere forever.
I have bought bottled water, toilet paper, because apparently that's the main things people are getting right now, and Lysol, which I had already bought Lysol.
Off the
coronavirus.
Is it the cure? Yeah. You just sprayed out everything with Lysol?
Mm-hmm. Then you use your toilet paper.
Yeah, not today, coronavirus.
Well, I brought like a little travel thing of Lysol with me because I just germs. Like, it's flu season anyways, you know? And so while we were at the airport, I was spraying down everything, spraying down my seats on the airplane. People were laughing at me. Well, now they're not laughing because the guy with coronavirus came through the Raleigh airport 3 days before I did.
Damn.
Yes. Mm-mm-mm. And so there have been quarantines. And luckily, I did not show any symptoms. So I didn't have to be placed into like one of those big quarantine things that they've got going on now, which I thought
that was the thing, is that people don't show symptoms. So did they check you? Did they do the whole little flashlight in your eyes and like, all right, look at me. And be like, we got one.
Like on I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, what they say is if you start to show symptoms, then you call your doctor. And your doctor will evaluate if you need to come in and get tested or if you can stay at home. Because, of course, it's similar symptoms to the flu, similar symptoms to colds, viruses, pneumonia, which it gives you pneumonia. It gives a percentage of people that get it pneumonia. And that's why it's becoming so fatal because of, you know, the
pneumonia
in the lungs. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we came back, I went with my friend Joey and his boyfriend, Andy. And Andy had already started getting sick before we left Louisiana. So luckily he only had a sinus infection, no coronavirus. So I'm good. I don't.
How do the people, I mean, that's what I don't understand is that they just like look at you and like, all right, look at me. Okay. All right. Yeah, you're fine. Keep going. I mean, well, isn't there like a test? And do they like prick your finger and like test your blood? Or?
The thing is, the tests are so expensive, they can't give everybody the test. And it's like the flu test. So they have to wait until you start showing symptoms to give you the test. But then by that time, you could have spread it to so many people.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long it takes to incubate in your system before the test shows up positive. I have no idea. I don't think they know. Because they're not testing people that aren't showing symptoms.
Is it only humans or can animals get it? Carry it?
Animals do carry it. And they believe that it came from a bat originally. Yes, because the little food village it came from, it was like a food market. They sold bats there because they eat bats in China. And they say bats carry it, the coronavirus, and apparently this novel coronavirus, or COVID-19 or whatever it's called, originated from a bat. Yeah, and then there's another theory that it was man-made and transmitted to people in China to break down the trade to get Donald Trump unelected. I just read this on Facebook, I swear to God.
I would have thought it was probably for like population control.
I mean, it could be, but I mean, the flu actually kills more people.
I mean, I'm all for conspiracy theories.
Right.
You know, we talked about that before, how, you know, I didn't believe in conspiracy theories until I watched the movie Conspiracy Theory. And then I was like, maybe it's possible.
Well, before we go into it any deeper, let's take a break. Listen to one of our commercials from one of our fabulous sponsors right now. It's just Anchor, but it could be anybody else soon.
Oh, that's true.
All righty. I'm going to pause it now. And we're back.
We're back.
Yay.
All right. So, and where we leave off at? Oh, yeah. Coronavirus. Super bad.
Yeah.
Made by China and bats.
China bats, and to take out Donald Trump.
Yep, or population control.
Population control and Donald Trump.
Yeah, Donald Trump, population control.
Yeah, he donated his whole presidency check for this year to the coronavirus fight.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I heard that he does that anyway. He donates his payment for his president payment.
Yeah, his presidential pay.
Presidential paper.
Got to get that presidential paper in more ways than one, you know, because it's got presidents on it, and it's for being president.
Oh, I see. It works on multiple levels. We can do a song.
Oh, yeah, we can.
Probably got to get that. Got to get that way. I think that's already a song.
Boom, boom, boom.
Presidential paper.
But Benjamin Franklin wasn't a president, but he's on it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You sure he wasn't a president?
Was he a president?
I don't know.
I don't think he was.
Yeah, I think he invented the light bulb.
Something like that. He invented electricity.
Yeah, he invented electricity. That's what I think you're right, because of the kite and the key.
Yeah. He was one of the founding fathers, but he wasn't a president.
Yeah, and the inventor of electricity. So we have a lot to thank him for.
Yep. Anyways.
So you didn't have to get quarantined.
I didn't. Almost, but didn't.
Did they do anything to check you, or they just kind of wave you on, like they just give you a quick glance, like, all right, clear?
It was more like just, you know, if you start to get symptoms, go to your doctor. It wasn't like even a check. It was just like, hey.
See, because I think they should be like full-on, like, you know, straight out of the scene from Cloverfield, where they're going through that, it's like, I think it's like a mall or something. They got like tents everywhere and people are fucking like exploding.
Well, I think if people were at the airport the same day he was and had contact with them, either like on the plane, if they were sitting close to him, or if they were like a stewardess or whatever it's called, air flight attendant or whatever. Then
airplane
those
worker, air, yeah, airplane servant.
Those people probably had like more screening than the people that just came to the airport a few days after him. You know what I mean?
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. And plus, I mean, I Lysoled everything. And then Andy and Joey were like, you know, laughing at me about it. But then they'd get on the plane and be like, did you Lysol our seats? Yeah, I did. I Lysoled everything when I got on this plane. I was like, and then Andy started coughing and I took out my Lysol like I was going to spray him. I told him I was going to Mike Wazowski him.
Oh, Mike Wazowski.
Yeah. I remember when he sprays himself in the eye?
Yep, my shrink.
Yeah. So I went to Mardi Gras, almost got the coronavirus. That was pretty, got addicted to poker.
Sounds like a pretty exciting, yeah. Like a pretty exciting and adventure-filled time that you had.
I can't wait until we go to Cherokee and I can tell you how much I won. Because in my mind, I'm going to make enough to pay off all our bills and have a big down payment for our house.
What? Is that cereal?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I like made a lot of money at the casino whenever I went, but now I'm taking Kevin and I'm like, if we sit at the same table and I play the dumb girl, you got to go along with it. You got to pretend like you're trying to teach me.
Like playing Jenna, like, look at this dumb chick.
Let's take her money.
let's look at everyone take it, like laughing, like, let's take her money, guys.
Well, I told him we might not be able to sit at the same table, and he wants to sit at the same table. Mm. And I'm like, well, I mean, it just depends on where, because like I said, there was a waiting list whenever I had to go in.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't you want to do that though? Like, you want to go to separate tables and like divide and conquer, like, you know, him do really well at a table, you do really well at a table.
You would think, but he wants to like sit next to each other and like tell each other what we got so that we can team up.
Isn't that cheating?
It kind of is, right?
I mean, I think that is cheating, isn't it? Right.
It's not. I mean, I told him if I folded and he showed me what he had, that's not cheating because I'm not in the hand anymore. I said, but I don't think we can show each other what we have if we both are in the hand.
Whispering and like holding cards to each other, like, hey, what do you think about this?
Exactly. So, yeah. But I mean, if we're both at the same table and I fold, then we got a better chance of winning if there's two of us at the table versus just one, maybe.
Possibly.
I don't know. He wants to play blackjack too, which I'm not so good at. So
yeah, it's all right. I did lose to a girl at Go Fish on VR chat.
Oh no, you didn't.
I did. I did. It was super lame.
What's it? Tell me about it.
Huh? Oh, well, I mean, VR chat, you pick like little avatars and run around the world or whatever, mm-hmm. and they have like these mini games and stuff. So I found this room. It had like a little deck of cards. There was like one other person there with me. Like this whole like room was like empty. And I was like, hey, you know, you want to play some cards? And she was like, oh yeah, okay. And so first we played some Blackjack 21. She didn't have a VR. You can play VR chat with on just PC, which apparently people do. I had no idea that you can even do that.
Oh, wow.
But she was like, hey, could you turn my cards over? I don't have VR. I was like, so I had to like play for her. I was like, okay, here's your cards. And I had to pick up cards and hold them to her. Like, like, so I couldn't see them, but she could see them, and then put them back down. And then after we played a few hands of blackjack, we went to asked her, I was like, you know, do you know any other games? She's like, I know Go Fish. I was like, all right, word, let's play some Go Fish. And she beat me like super quick, and I was like, well, this is fucked up. And I started throwing the cards everywhere. I was a very sore loser. So, but she added me, so we're four friends now on VR chat, and I'm looking forward to a rematch at some point.
I mean, she wanted to play Go Fish. Is she over the age of 10?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
They're playing VR weird. Chat with a 10-year-old girl getting beat at Go Fish and then getting all pissed off. I got to go to my Girl Scout meeting now, so I'll see you later.
So, yeah, that sounds fun. I mean, I would want to try that VR chat, but if I couldn't move, like if I was just on a PC, I couldn't pick up stuff. I don't think it would be that fun.
I think you can still interact with it. Like, I think she could still pick up the cards, but she couldn't turn them over.
Mm.
Which is why I had to pick them up and hold them in front of her face and be like, is this your card? So, and I had to play cards too. So there you go.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so we're getting close to the end of this episode. Is there anything else you want to update people on? I'm guessing this is just going to be our update episode, and then the next episode we'll get more in depth into a topic.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much just updates and asking for advice. Maybe, you know, if other people have, you know, things going on in their life they want to kind of throw out there, like, hey, this is what's happening with me, I feel you, blah blah blah, this and that.
Right,
definitely feel free to
let us know. Yeah. We would love to talk about some different things on the show too. So if you have any suggestions for us, feel free to click the leave us a voice message link in the show description.
Any topics or anything you want to hear our opinions on, mm-hmm. or just discuss in general.
Yeah.
Our feelings about certain things.
If you want to give somebody a shout out, I mean, anything, just talk to us.
I had that one happen one time when I had a lot of viewers on Twitch. Someone was like, hey, Phantom, could you say hey to my mom? And I was like, hey, so-and-so's mom. And he was like, thanks. And I was like, oh, that was weird.
That is kind of weird.
it was kind of weird, but it maybe I felt famous. So,
aww.
Yeah.
But yeah. And Fox 4. All the mamas love him.
All the baby mamas love me.
All right. So that's it for this episode. Tune in when?
Next time.
Mm-hmm. Or what did you say?
Please turn the tape over to side B.
And continue to listen to us.
And continue to listen. Be sure to pick up our cassette tapes. On sale at your local vendor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll even autograph them for you.
Yeah.
You just got to send them to us. And
you just got to send us. You got to make the cassette tapes first.
And then send it to us. And then
send them to us and we will sign them.
But also remember to send a self-addressed stamped envelope so we can send them back to you. Because otherwise we can't, because we po.
Yeah, then we'll just collect cassette tapes of our podcasts.
All right, so that's it.
The end.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.